When Inocencio Nolasco landed in the Wyckoff Hospital emergency room with phlebitis, an inflammation of the veins, she knew exactly how she felt, but she couldn't explain it to anyone there.
When I arrived, the doctor didn't know Spanish. We didn't understand each other. And finally, I called a friend who could come and be my interpreter. But the whole time was passing and I was in pain. It was really horrible.
Inocencio was in the ER a decade ago. Until recently, it was common for patients to have to wait for hours for language interpreters at hospitals. Dr. Danielle Ofri, an internist at Bellevue Hospital, says it was a confidentiality nightmare, ripe for miscommunication and error.
We rely on who's ever available, whether it's a clerk who's bilingual, a cousin, a six-year-old kid, you know, an uncle in a taxi cab calling from their cell phones. There's so many things that are highly inappropriate, but we would do that.
In 2003, with immigration rising, health advocates began filing complaints against hospitals in the state attorney general's office. They argued that without language services, immigrants couldn't get equal medical care. Nisha Agarwal is an attorney with New York Lawyers for the Public Interest.
People say when language access isn't provided, it's like doing veterinary medicine, just guessing randomly what they needed to do instead of having a conversation with the patient.
In 2006, New York State passed regulations requiring all hospitals to provide free interpretation for patients within 10 minutes in the ER and 20 minutes elsewhere. Many hospitals now rely on telephone interpreters to be the crucial link between patients and doctors.
Hi, it's Dr. Ofri again.
Within a minute, doctors can be connected to someone who can speak one of 180 languages.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you first started to feel sick?
Dr. Ofri is at Tong Wu Lee's bedside at Bellevue Hospital. He's speaking Korean into one phone, and Dr. Ofri is getting a translation via another phone she's holding at her ear. Each room at the hospital has an interpretation phone installed by the bed. Line by line, their sentences are translated over the phone. The conversation takes twice as long as it would if the two could speak the same language.
Is there pain in a certain spot?
Mr. Lee called an ambulance because his back hurt so much he couldn't walk.
Right now, you have an infection in your spine.
On this day, Dr. Ofri has 20 patients to see, and only a few minutes with each one.
And we want to make
through the phone, she tells Mr. Lee that he may have tuberculosis, which is why he's in isolation with an IV in his arm, why she's wearing a mask, and why the hospital staff has been putting him through tests.
So I really want to get a sense of, you know, this is why we're doing this and point out the things in the room that we're giving him, why we're doing it, how long he might expect to. But many patients are very confused.
Dr. Ofri says the interpretation phone is 1,000 times better than the old ad hoc system, but she still finds it a frustrating and awkward tool. Much of her bedside manner goes by the wayside because there's no possibility of chit-chat, and the interpreters speak in neutral voices that don't always transmit her tone. The doctor says she's always worried that details about her patients are lost in translation.
I don't always know what they're saying, and I think vice versa. It's like speaking underwater, and everything's a little bit blurry. It's the sensation that we're doing pretty well, but I can't be completely confident. And it's frustrating and it's frightening. And I imagine it's frightening for the patient. I'm nervous I'm going to miss something or do something wrong, but it's also the best we can do.
When a person walks into one of the city's public hospitals now, they'll see signs with directions in 12 languages. So many immigrants rely on Bellevue Hospital that it's become a leader in the interpretation field. It built a remote simultaneous medical interpreting center for the hospital's top 8 languages right on site, similar to the system used in the UN. Here on the 5th floor of Bellevue, 28 people sit at stations waiting for their phones to ring. They're grouped by language. There's an area for Spanish, Mandarin, Cantonese, Russian, Polish, Bengali, French, and Haitian Creole. Simultaneous interpretation means the workers translate each word as they hear it, so the two ends of the conversation don't have to wait for each sentence to be repeated. The workers were trained to create the illusion that doctor and patient are speaking directly to each other. On average, this in-house system gets almost 6,500 calls a month. More than half of them are for Spanish speakers. But in many cases, for both doctors and patients, cultural interpretation is equally important as word-for-word translation.
It's a different cultural experience, I think, to be a doctor in other countries. So many of my patients are extremely respectful. They say yes to whatever I say, no matter what. So I don't know if they know what I'm saying and agree, or they have no idea what I'm saying. They say yes because that's what they're supposed to say and be polite. So yes can mean any one of 100 things.
That's why Dr. Ofri says it would be ideal if every immigrant patient could have a bilingual and bicultural interpreter at the hospital. But she knows that's not realistic. For Dr. Ofri, the true connection often begins after she and her patient hang up the interpreter phones and the physical exam begins. It's the age-old nonverbal conversation between a sick person and their healer.
When you touch someone, it's an intimacy, a non-romantic intimacy, but an intimacy nonetheless. And sometimes in that setting, then patients can really then tell you what's going on. And so then that's when our connection is formed.
Bellevue Hospital alone spends $2.5 million a year on interpreting. And Maribel Castillo, the hospital's language access coordinator, says she sees the need rise each month. But Castillo says the hospital considers it a priority despite the cost.
It costs a hospital a lot of money, but it's much needed. This kind of service helps a patient adhere to treatment and for them to get better. And that's, I think, ultimately what matters the most.
But even with the hospital's efforts, a 2008 survey by the New York Immigrant Coalition and Make the Road New York showed that 1 out of 5 limited English proficiency patients in the city felt their medical care had been compromised by language barriers. Almost half said they wanted to ask a question but couldn't. Theo Oshiro, director of health advocacy at Make the Road, says information about language services doesn't always trickle down to caregivers like nurses and aides.
A lot of frontline staff have not been trained, don't know how to access the systems of the hospital to get an interpreter quickly. Just a couple of years ago, I was talking to a hospital resident. He was saying, you know, I can't understand a lot of the people at my hospital. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what their complaints are.
Advocates agree that the 2006 regulations have had a big impact, like ending the practice of using bilingual children to interpret sensitive topics for their parents. But patients say the quality of interpretation still varies widely across the city. A good medical interpreter is much more than just bilingual. They must know sophisticated terms and never insert their own opinions in the translation. There's no question that language access in hospitals has improved since Inocencia Nolasco landed in an ER where no staff spoke Spanish. But one problem is it's up to the hospitals to train their own staff and to figure out how to pay the interpretation bills. Language access is an unfunded mandate in New York, and the need for trained interpreters outweighs the supply. With an ever-growing immigrant population, the need is getting acute. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Kate Kramer.